It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, it's great to see you again. I know that there's a lot going on in your world.
Yes.
And talking about, you know, music, you've written some timeless songs. Over time, what's changed most about your understanding and approach to songwriting?
Well, my approach to songwriting hasn't really changed that much. My understanding about what you can and cannot write about, nowadays you have to be really thoughtful about what you sing or even mention in an interview, because if you say anything that has anything to do with politics or religion or sex or anything like that, you immediately put your entire fan base up to lose, because the nature of our civilization right now, and not just in our country but all countries, people they have been given a voice through social media, and unfortunately not everybody knows how to use their voice properly. I didn't use my voice very well in the beginning of my career. I said some stuff that wasn't really cool, and I've learned a lot from it, but I love using our social media to help people, and I think that that's something that you learn over time.
And you've been ahead of the game in terms of like technology for so long, in terms of like, you know, how long you've had a website for. Now you guys just started doing something new with the Messenger,
yeah.
Messenger bot, right?
Yeah, he's cool.
Tell us about that. Like, how did you come to decide to do that?
Well, Jax, I don't know how to explain the technology behind it. All I know is that it's hella cool. We've got our mascot, Vic, and not a lot of metal bands have mascots, because it's hard to have a mascot that, one, is going to stand the test of time, and two, that doesn't end up looking stupid. And we used our mascot, Vic Rattlehead, to be this thing for you listeners out there. What Jackie's talking about is we have a bot on our website that is Messenger, and he's kind of like your narrated guide through the Megadeth website to kind of get you familiar with stuff. I haven't used it to the nth degree, so I don't know where the limitations are. It's still very new.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, as soon as we find something, I mean, you know me, I always want to give our fans the very, very best I've got. So if we find something wrong, we immediately try and beef it up.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Got music for you now from Atreyu. They have an album called In Our Wake, which is coming out next week. Here's a tune from it. This is Anger Left Behind. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. Dave, you've always been the primary songwriter for Megadeth. At what point in the development of a song does some sort of collaboration come into play? And what do you enjoy about it once it does?
What do I enjoy about collaboration? Well, I haven't really been fortunate enough to have a lot of collaboration with other people, although I'd really like to. My brother Slash was just saying something recently in an interview about when he and I had discussed him joining Megadeth and leaving Guns N' Roses, and we were jamming together a lot, and he's an incredible guitar player. So for me, God, I don't even know how I got on that subject. It was just I was just checking out my Twitter feed and saw that Slash was telling a story about wanting, you know, about jamming with me,
right,
and stuff. And you know, songwriting has changed so much, going back to your previous question too, about the technology. You've got young guitar players now that, I mean, honestly, you know, we've known each other for so long, and seeing how the technology in your part of the business has changed with the simplicity of recording and stuff. So you get a lot of people who play guitar that, it's not, you know, they don't live to play guitar. So, you know, you've got this software now that, I mean, my God, you can take a picture of me and make me look like I'm 600 years old, you know. So why couldn't you have somebody who couldn't play guitar very well put something into an app and be a maestro?
That's very true. Dave Mustaine is with us. Still to come, music from Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, a new Pig Destroyer, and more with Dave up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. Drummers are often called the engine of a band and dictate a lot about a song through their playing. What impact is Dirk's playing having on the way of the new music and how it's developing?
Well, Dirk's playing is really energetic and it's very developed. He's really a humble guy, too. For as good as he plays, you would think he would have attitude like some of the notorious drummers in the music industry. You know, when you're really great at your craft, it kind of gives you license to be a little cocky. But I think sometimes people go a little bit too far. I know I did at some point, but learned how to, you know, kind of reel it back in over time. If you really appreciate your fans, you won't just be rude to them. And Dirk is so humble. One of the things that I'm excited about was doing a blast beat with him, because, you know, Adler was such a step up for us playing wise. We hadn't had somebody playing with us that had energized the band for a really long time, and not taking anything away from Sean Drover. Sean was a nice guy and a good player, but Chris had something there. And then Chris had told us, you know, I want to be in Lamb of God and I want to be in Megadeth. And I said, well, we can't do that. It's just too busy. You can't be in two places at once. And Lamb of God plays a lot. So do we. So he said, look, I would love to be with you guys. It's not going to work out. Here's the guy I think you should have in the band. And we got Dirk, and it's been just mother's milk. You know what I mean? It's just so wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great that it worked out that way.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jackie coming up. Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, plus music from Judas Priest, new Behemoth coming up, and more with Dave Mustaine. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. Dave, there are plans for a Megadeth festival event to coincide with the next album. What do you have to take into consideration when planning something other than typical tour dates?
Some of the things that we take into consideration when we do dates is obviously what's the next show. You know, where do you go from here? And another question is, you know, who are you playing with, and what is that show going to mean? You know, if it's a festival, which is what the question was, the festivals sometimes have a life of its own, and there's a temperament is maybe the wrong word, but there's just a vibe, a feeling, a something about a festival that if it's a good one, like Hellfest in France is remarkable, the vibe there, that festival is bigger than any band that plays on it. And that's what anybody who's a festival promoter wants, is to have a festival that will be bigger than any band on there, because then that means it will go on forever. You know, we have thought about, when we do festivals, how do you bring the audience in to have fun? Well, we don't really want anybody up on stage, but we would love to be able to have something backstage, you know, something where you can have people associate with the band, maybe play some songs, get some direct information from us, some feedback on their playing skills and stuff. And we thought, you know, what would be a great way to do that? Well, a cruise would be a great way. And we're doing the first ever West Coast cruise next year with Norwegian, actually meeting these guys right after you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're super excited about that.
So, yeah, is that cruise...
Can I tell you more about it?
Yeah.
Sure. We're going to have... It's going to start in Long Beach, and we're going to cruise out to Catalina and then go down to Mexico and turn around, head back up to San Diego. And I think we're going to stop in San Diego. We may return up to Long Beach, but I think San Diego is going to be where the cruise is going to end for us. We've got a lot of really great bands that we've planned. One I'm super excited about is Armored Saint. I've always been a fan of Armored Saint.
And, oh my gosh, yeah.
And I think it's, of course they're not, they're not headlining. You know, there's several of the bands that are above them in the bill, but they're there, and I like Armored Saint a lot. I like the Sandoval brothers and love Joey, so I think it's going to be fun, and that's what we wanted. We wanted something that, you know, people would stop thinking about how do we have the most successful this and how do we make the most money that. Well, how about you treat the fans with dignity and respect, and you give them their money's worth, you know?
Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show tonight. Going to take a quick break. coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, also music from Parkway Drive, Machine Head, more with Dave. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. The next Megadeth album will be the band's 16th album. If someone were to binge listen to all the albums in order, when will they fully understand about the band?
Wow, that is a tremendous question. When would they fully understand the band?
You know, you were talking about how it's important to understand, you know, the fans and why they like Megadeth.
Yeah, I understand. Such a great question, Jackie. I think that when the fans get to about Countdown, they start to see, because it wasn't until a little bit after Countdown where I started to get really explorative with my songwriting melody. You know, I learned a lot about songwriting and a lot about the hook, you know, setting the hook, how to pick the low-hanging fruit with clever lines, you know, what do you mean I'm not kind, I'm just not your kind, stuff like that, you know. Gosh, you know, I'm looking at where we're at right now with, you know, the very first record was so aggressive, and you know what that was, it was revenge and anger. When I started to get over the anger and started to have my own success and started to have people say, wow, you know what, this guy can actually play guitar, because, you know, with Lars and James and those guys going out of their way to say that I was temporary, I wasn't temporary. I wouldn't have been temporary if I hadn't slugged James. And them saying I'm not a good guitar player, anybody with two ears knows that I'm not bad. I'm a good guitar player. Now, I'm not the best guitar player in the world, and I never said that. So at that point was when I started to not worry about what other people said and just start writing. And I believe during Countdown was when I started to have some start to feel some self-esteem, because, you know, self-esteem and ego are two totally different things. Most musicians have raging egos and no self-esteem at all.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show tonight. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, also new music from Clutch, and we'll have more with Dave. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine. Dave, tell us about a timeline of what we can expect, you know, going through the end of the year into next year and new music and all the stuff that you have in the works.
So if I went chronologically down the list of everything that's going on right now, we're working on wrapping up the music. I'm working on a new band that Thrashville manages called Down to Ride. We're working on their music, and they're still trying to decide if that's the name they're going to use or not. And we are working on the Mega Cruise. We're working on Kegadeth, which is a metal music and craft beer festival that we created based around a Toulamon beer. And then next year we hope to have a record out. This October 27th we'll be headlining Jakarta. We're taking the holidays off. We'll be working on the new record. Next year we started around March. I'm going to be doing a very special experience where I'm going to be going out for a month and playing some concerts. So after Kegadeth, we have something also next year. Of course, I said we have the experience thing that's starting in March. I'll tell you as much as I can about that. And then after that, we do a month worth of Kegadeth. And then we've got some dates in the summer. And then in the fall, again, we're going to do a camping plan with the Kegadeth Festival. More Kegadeth dates. And then, obviously, a Megadeth tour to support record number 16. I use my social media stuff to help explain what's going on with us. And we're really super, super, super excited about this next year with everything that's going on with the new record. I got to tell you, Jackie, I feel so confident about the band, the lineup, the way the guys are playing. You know, I've known Junior forever, and he is playing better than he ever has. And then listening to Kiko is remarkable. His music playing is so emotional. And again, going back to your question about Dirk, you know, you're a metal aficionado. You know what you're talking about. And I think that's the greatest thing for KLOS listeners. They know they can count on you. So when you ask me about Dirk, I know you know what's going to happen. happen, but you're just seeing if I even know how great it's going to be. And I'm excited. I can't wait. And I hope that you come into the studio and visit us. It would be great to have maybe some way to bring the listeners in to listen to some recording live, or maybe they can hook up to one of our links where we can show them behind the scenes what we're doing, to just show our love and respect for you and the station.
Thank you. That's very cool. I'm into all that, and we'll figure that out. Thank you so much, and excited for all things to come, Megadeth, and it's always great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for making time for me today.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Music from Parkway Drive, Black Sabbath, and more coming up next.